Cold temperatures will dominate a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through this week, and it looks as though there will be some occasional light snow as well. That will make for some travel difficulties at times because of reduced visibilities. We do expect the temperatures to be below normal, though, through the balance of this week, and that will likely translate to a bit of a chilly environment. Wind chill factors may be significant at times. We'll see the low temperatures dropping down to single digits and teens across a fair amount of the Midwest as we go forward through the week, and that will certainly be nippy. Temperatures will be below zero in the upper parts of the region. It looks like those coldest mornings will likely come up here as we get into midweek, probably Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday will be coolest, but the lower parts of the Midwest should see mostly those single digits and teens, not cold enough to cause problems for the winter wheat crop, and it looks like there will be at least some accumulating snow, and that will help to protect the crop and as well. And we will expect to see the cold air reinforced as we get into the weekend, early part of next week. Another surge of cold air will come along. There will be a short-term bout of warmer weather that will occur during the weekend, but next week's cold will likely just put us right back where we are now. The forecast afternoon high temperatures for the majority of the region today will run anywhere from teens and 20s from Iowa into Minnesota, Wisconsin, eastern Dakotas, to readings will be in the 30s and 40s across the rest of the Midwest. We'll expect the temperatures to turn cooler as we go through the day when the stronger northwesterly winds begin to impact the region. And it would appear that a lot of areas are seeing the warmest part of the day this morning. We'll probably see those temperatures dropping down as we get into the afternoon, already in the 30s across most of Indiana, Ohio, and parts of Michigan, even southern Illinois and parts of Michigan. The temperatures are only in the upper teens and 20s further to the west and north, and there are some brisk northwesterly winds starting to impact many areas from Iowa and Missouri straight north into portions of Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas. Some of the sustained wind speeds have been in the 20 to 30 mile per hour range, with gusts getting upwards over 40. And it looks as though the temperatures tomorrow afternoon across the region will be held to the teens and 20s in quite a few areas. Some 30 degree highs will occur in Ohio, Michigan, and eastern portions of both Indiana and Kentucky. We'll look for the temperatures to turn colder in those same areas, though, on Wednesday afternoon, with those teens and 20s becoming more common and widespread across the region. In contrast to our cold weather here, it will be very warm in the western United States, and no precipitation will be falling in those areas. A strong ridge of high pressure is responsible for this new weather pattern that will help to stymie precipitation across a big part of the country, but we will still have to deal with the snow event that we're talking about for the Midwest here today. The precipitation prospects, though, will stay with us into Wednesday of this week. The odds are fairly high that accumulations will be varied across the region. Portions of Kentucky and Ohio will probably see some of the greater amounts. Well, a few spots may pick up 1 to 3 and some local 4 and 5 inch amounts. Just depends on where you are and how lucky you are or not so, as the case may be. The snow will likely diminish as we get out into Wednesday night and Thursday morning. A few snow flurries may occur, but surface high pressure center will come into the region at that point and dry things down. The reinforcing shot of cold air next week will likely come with less precipitation potential, so we will see a more potent cold air mass possibly. We'll keep an eye on that. Down in South America, Argentina's dry areas picked up on significant precipitation during the weekend, and Brazil crop weather is nearly ideal. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.